Welcome to the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast. Today is Sunday, September 19th, and happy 23rd birthday to Atlanta Hawks star Trae Young.
Here is Young, finds his spot. Young on the floater, puts it in. Trae Young with a miraculous shot.
I'm Chris Swan, and here are today's top stories presented by Engineered Solutions of Georgia. A Lawrenceville man wanted in connection with the kidnapping case from April was arrested this week. The Gwinnett Place Community Improvement District picks a firm to lead development of a revitalization strategy for the area's namesake mall. An energy and Bitcoin company is planning a $145 million investment in a data center in Norcross. Georgia Attorney General Chris Carr joined 23 state attorney generals threatening legal action over President Biden's COVID mandates. Snellville officials are still looking for input on the T.W. Briscoe Park Master Plan Phase 3. And finally, the U.S. arm of a South Korean engineering company opens its headquarters in a warehouse in Sugar Hill. Plus, we'll talk to the team at Walmart Health on Lawrenceville Swanee Road about the Celebration of Nations event that is coming up next week.
This is a free event. There's going to be free performances. We're going to have food trucks come out. Then we're going to have different organizations come out and provide free information. We're also going to have free health screenings.
Engineered Solutions is your locally owned and operated commercial and residential foundation company that specializes in foundation repair, basement waterproofing, and crawl space encapsulation.
I'm consumer investigator Dale Cardwell. I've done the research already, so you don't have to.
678-ESOG now.
Gwinnett County deputies and Snellville police arrested a Lawrenceville man wanted in connection with the kidnapping case earlier this week. The sheriff's office announced the arrest of Derek DeJean White, who was taken into custody and booked into the county jail on Tuesday. He was wanted on kidnapping and home invasion charges from an incident that occurred in April and was located at a gas station in Snellville. He was taken into custody without incident. The deputies with the sheriff's office fugitive unit found he was carrying an unspecified weapon at the time of his arrest. The discovery of the weapon prompted deputies to take out an additional warrant for possession of a firearm by a convicted felon charge. He's being held in the county jail without bond. Jail records show White had been arrested and booked into the Gwinnett County Jail on several occasions since 2009, on a long list of charges including participating in gang activity, armed robbery, terroristic threats and acts, aggravated assault, theft by receiving, possession of a gun during the commission of a crime, and possession of a firearm by a convicted felon. The Gwinnett Place Community Improvement District has picked a firm that will lead the creation of a strategy designed to revitalize Gwinnett Place Mall. The Nas Hangen Bruslin Inc., also known as VHB, was picked by a selection committee made up of representatives from the CID, the Atlanta Regional Commission, and Gwinnett County Government to take the lead on the revitalization strategy, which is supported by a $275,000 Livable Centers Initiative grant from the ARC. VHB's team is made up of people who have expertise in the redevelopment of mall sites. The announcement of VHB's selection comes at a time when work is being undertaken on multiple fronts to plan the future of the former mall. Gwinnett County government closed on its purchase of much of the mall property. It did not purchase four of the anchor spaces at the mall earlier this year. The county government has begun work on its own equity study looking at the needs of the diverse communities around the mall to ensure future uses of the property benefit all residents.
Good Taste Gwinnett is back. Now in its 15th year, this fall promises more excitement than ever, as you're invited to cook along with some of your favorite chefs in the area. Join in October 21st and 28th to see recipes presented by Public's Aprons Cooking School, Marlowe's Tavern, Local Republic, Uncle Jack's Meat House, Rico's World Kitchen, and Brunch Apothecary. The Aurora Theater's very own Anthony Rodriguez will once again be hosting this wonderful event. Registration is free at GoodTasteGwinnett.com. There's also a limited number of VIP tickets, and that includes restaurant gift cards, tickets to Fernbank Museum of Natural History, a Chick-fil-A gift card, and other great goodies. Register online and find out all the information you need for this awesome cook-along event at GoodTasteGwinnett.com.
Get that, but what is it, man?
I keep telling you, it's a cryptocurrency you can trade for conventional money.
Oh, so it's a hustle.
Yeah, it's a hustle.
A Bitcoin mining and diversified energy company is taking over the site of the former Sprint and Nextel data center in Norcross, with plans to spend $145 million over the next 5 years for its own new data center. CleanSpark purchased the building for $6.55 million and plans to open its data center, which will create 20 new jobs, in the building later this year. The $145 million that CleanSpark plans to invest in the facility over the next half decade will be spent on both capital and human investments. The jobs created at the center will have an average annual wage of $50,000. The energy investment is expected to not only benefit the data center, but also people living near it. CleanSpark will participate in the state's Simple Solar program as well, with plans including the installation of on-site renewables, solar installations, and other microgrid energy solutions. The plan is for the site to be totally net carbon neutral.
I'm requiring federal workers to get vaccinated, requiring healthcare workers to be vaccinated, requiring employers with over 100 employees to institute vaccine and or test protocols, calling on for them to be able to know what their employees are doing before they walk through the door.
Georgia Attorney General Chris Carr has joined 23 other state attorney generals in a letter to President Joe Biden warning of legal action if the White House's proposed COVID-19 vaccine mandate is implemented. Also signing the letter were the attorney generals of Alabama, Alaska, Arizona, Arkansas, Florida, Indiana, Kansas, Kentucky, Louisiana, Mississippi, Missouri, Montana, Nebraska, New Hampshire, North Dakota, Ohio, Oklahoma, South Carolina, South Dakota, Texas, Utah, West Virginia, and Wyoming. The letter also said that Biden's edict is, quote, illegal. You propose to enforce your mandate through the rarely used emergency transport standard provision in the OSH Act. An emergency temporary standard does not have to go through notice and comment and can be made effective immediately upon publication. Because of this lack of process and oversight, courts have viewed these standards with suspicion. Governor Brian Kemp has already signaled that he will use whatever legal forces are available to block President Biden's proposal.
The Gwinnett County Fair is back, and you can get your discounted advance tickets online now. Food, unlimited rides, food, animals, exhibits, the Miss Gwinnett pageant, more food, concerts, a petting zoo, and did I mention all the delicious fair food?
Can't get enough of funnel cakes.
See the Ninja Experience, the Paul Bunyan Lumberjack Show, and more. The Gwinnett County Fair is September 16th through the 26th at the Gwinnett County Fairgrounds. Get your discounted advance tickets online today at GwinnettCountyFair.com. The Gwinnett County Fair is back.
Doing nothing gets pricey.
How's that?
Letting stuff slide.
Makes things worse?
Goes double for your AC.
And putting off your R.S. Andrews Mega Tune-Up.
How so?
It's like this. Your AC either cools at peak efficiency
or inefficiently costs you money.
Never thought.
See? Doing nothing
gets expensive.
But R.S. Andrews saves you money.
You call, we come, it's cool again.
How?
Our clean, screen, trained, and trusted techs go mega deep.
We refresh it to factory fresh specs.
Like the day it was new?
Why, we call it mega.
But mine's kind of old.
We get maximum years from older systems.
On the other hand, if your old system costs more to run,
then a high-efficiency replacement one makes more sense?
Practically pays for itself.
I get it.
Comfort goes up.
Energy bills go down.
Now you're getting it.
Beats paying more.
Because R.S. Andrews makes it easy.
Easier than putting it off.
Mega tune-ups.
Efficient AC installs.
Either way, R.S. Andrews makes you smile.
He's Ben.
He's Dari.
They're RSAndrews.com.
Snellville officials are looking for input on what residents would like to see at T.W. Briscoe Park regarding the park's master plan update. Attendees will have an opportunity to pick pre-qualified items or improvements they'd like to see at the park. Some of those improvements including a gymnasium, hiking trails, more tennis and pickleball courts, updated basketball courts, accessible playground and indoor meeting rooms. The public input meeting is designed to identify the needs of the community as part of Phase 3 of the park's master plan update. The meeting will take place from 6:30 to 8 p.m. on September 30th at the Briscoe Park office. If residents are unable to attend in person, park officials encourage the public to join the meeting via Microsoft Teams. A South Korean industrial construction and engineering company has opened its U.S. corporate headquarters in Sugar Hill and created 30 jobs as a result, Partnership Gwinnett and Georgia Department of Economic Development officials announced this week. Sungdo-eng USA's 11,735-square-foot office and warehouse facility is located at Brogdon Place Cove. The company, which does technical construction work, is a subsidiary of Seoul-based Sungdo Engineering and Construction. Sugar Hill, Gwinnett County, and state officials are excited about the company's decision to put its U.S. headquarters in northern Gwinnett County. Sungdo-eng USA's founders bring expertise in a variety of areas, including biotechnology, engineering, and developing semiconductors, as well as solar cells and display projects. Partnership Gwinnett officials said the company provides a total solution system that includes the design, engineering, procurement, testing, commissioning, operation, maintenance, and after-sales service steps for its customers. Its parent company has offices across Asia, North America, and Europe. The U.S. subsidiary will be hiring people to fill mechanical, electrical, and process engineering jobs at the facility.
Why buy a Kia Mall of Georgia? We provide award-winning customer satisfaction and have been a family-owned business for over 20 years. Buying or leasing with us is fast and easy, and you can get pre-approved online in 4 simple steps. We offer top dollar on trade-ins and have new vehicle specials that are updated every month. And our factory-trained technicians make servicing your vehicle convenient with extended service hours. Stop by and shop with us on the lot or visit us online at lovemykia.com.
And now, community reporter J.P. Edwards is with the team at Walmart Health on Lawrenceville Swanee Road to talk about the Celebration of Nations event that's coming up next week.
So the Celebrations of Nations is a way to bring our cultural diversity here in Swanee together. We know Gwinnett County is a nice big melting pot of different cultures, and we would like to put a general community resource center together and allow our residents to come out, enjoy themselves. This is a free event. There's going to be free performances. We're going to have food trucks come out. Then we're going to have different organizations come out and provide free information. We're also going to have free health screenings, vision, blood pressures, hearing, and glucose screenings.
Robin Park, Crystal Rome, Mildred Pierre, and Ashley Freeman are the team at Walmart Health there on Lawrenceville Swanee Road at the Walmart Health Center. And so when you say it's a celebration of nations, what are some of the performances that's going to be out there? That sounds kind of cool.
Yeah, absolutely. So we have a Indian folklore dance group coming out. We have the local Gwinnett County youth hip hop dance group coming as well. We have a local Christian rap artist and another
African organization that's going to come out and do a performance. And we're going to have a local artist come out and do a solo song.
Plus, you're going to have food trucks. And so it's a big event that is centered around building a sense of wellness in the community.
Correct. Absolutely. We know due to COVID, a lot of organizations, a lot of businesses went down, no longer exist. This is a way to bring our community together, allow our folks to know that these are the resources available to them. These are the organizations that we have in your culture, in your community, where you live.
And who will be providing the screenings? Who exactly is doing this?
So Walmart Health will be doing the screenings. Our vision center will be doing the vision screenings. Our medical assistants here at our Walmart Health clinic will be doing the blood pressures. The glucose screens as well will be done by our medical assistants. And we might even have our pharmacy come out and provide some information on the COVID vaccine.
So tell me quickly, what exactly is Walmart Health? For the people who don't know what Walmart Health is, just give me a short overview.
So Walmart Health was created basically in alignment with the quadruple aim, which we want to improve the cost of healthcare, improve efficiencies in healthcare, and really focus on some population health issues and those making those things affordable for the community and for our greater population, you know, here in the United States. So it came together. It was originally the desire of Sam Walton to have something in healthcare after, I know he went and got an MRI. And when he had that done, they couldn't tell him the price of what the MRI was before he had it. And he was pretty livid about that, actually, because there's not a lot of transparency in healthcare with pricing. So it was his heart's desire before he died to open some sort of health clinic. And so this came from his mindset and his idea that we should provide everyday low prices for goods, but also we should provide everyday low prices and affordable health care for everyone.
So the Walmart Health Celebration of Nations event is happening September 25th. It's at the Walmart on Lawrenceville Swanee Road, and it's 100% free, correct?
Absolutely.
What age groups of people can come out and get screened?
So this is a generational event. The screenings is for just about everyone, anyone that could basically be screened.
Yeah, whole families can come out with their kids, their even the parents, the grandparents, everybody come on out, get anything checked that you want. Maybe, you know, a family member, a child might want, you know, an optical screening. Maybe they can't see, you know, well, or we could check that out. Mom or dad may want to check their blood pressure. Maybe grandma or grandpa check their blood sugar. So it really is all, for all ages, and anybody is welcome to come out and bring the whole family.
And tell me, if somebody wants more information, where can they find that?
They can contact the clinic through the call center. It can be transferred to us, and we can answer those questions for them.
Fantastic. The Walmart Health Celebration of Nations is happening September 25th at the Walmart Health Center on Lawrenceville Swanee Road. Ladies, thank you so much for joining me on the podcast.
Thank awesome. You.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Peggy Slappy of Peggy Slappy Properties, wishing everyone a great school year this year. Last year was quite disruptive. Our living rooms doubled as classrooms, and this left many folks in Gwinnett looking for more space. If this has happened to you and you're considering buying or selling a home, call the team at Peggy Slappy Properties. When you choose Peggy Slappy Properties, you're not choosing a realtor, you're choosing a team. From your home search to obtaining financing to finalizing the home becoming yours with McMichael and Gray, our closing attorneys. Remember, find us online anytime at psponline.com.
Save money when you finance your next vehicle with Georgia United Credit Union. With our low rates, we can help you keep more money in your wallet. Qualified borrowers can enjoy rates as low as 1.99% APR. We have an easy online application, quick approval times, and flexible payment terms for qualified borrowers. Visit gucu.org/low rates. All loan programs, rates, terms, and conditions may vary and are subject to change without notice. Call 888-493-4328 for details.
Thanks for listening to the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast. Add us to your Alexa Flash briefing or your Google Home briefing, and be sure to like, follow, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
This podcast is a production of BG Ad Group. Darren Sutherland, executive producer. Jeremy Powell, creative director. Jacob Sutherland, director. Producers Jason Gentarola and Matt Golden. And Kezia May, copywriter. All rights reserved.